Brachos daf samach beis amid aleph. We're starting at the top of the amid. Tanya, we learned in the brayso. Amar Bakiva. Bakiva says, "Pamachas nechdas neach Rabbi Shua lebeisakise." One time, I went after Rabbi Shua into the beisakise, into the bathroom, in order to see how he was noeg. Lamati menu given to him. I learned three things from him. Lamati ish ein niftun mizruchamayev. I learned from him that you're not allowed to be niftun mizruchamayev because he was in Yehuda and Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, like we learned before, you're not allowed to go mizruchamayev, which is connected beis hamikdash el tzom vedarim. But he went to bathroom tzom vedarim north and south. Lamati ish ein for umed el miyusha. But I also learned that you're not supposed to uncover yourself while you're standing, but only when you're sitting. In this way, it's more derech tnias. Lamati ish ein mekanchem yamin al bismol, that you don't wipe yourself after you go to the bathroom with your right hand, only with your left hand. So only Ben Azeh, who was a Talmud of Akiva, he said, that you had so much chutzpah towards your Rebbe that you went into the bathroom with him. This is still Torah, and I have to learn it, and therefore it wasn't a chutzpah at all. Tanya, we learned in the Brisa, Ben Azeh, and we're going to have a similar story that seems that another story Rebbe Akiva said, why did it have to happen again? If Ben Azeh just had the story, we'll see. But some Agarius over here, Tanya Idach, and this story is actually the similar story, but it only happened once, either with Rebbe Akiva or Ben Azeh. The Gemara says, Ben Azeh, and Pamachas, and Pamachas, and Rebbe Akiva, 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 exactly the same story. The Gemara continues. Rav Kana all gone to Sepuri Rav, and he went and he lied down under the bed of Rav, and he wanted to see how he was mishamish mitasei. Shamei, and he heard the sach. He was talking with his wife Pesachak, and he was making enjoyable b'asad sachav, and he had tashmish. So he said to Rav, he said, Dami Pumud Abba, it seems that the mouth of Abba could lay sarav tafshila, like you never taste anything, which means you're so toiv, and it's not, doesn't seem to be the proper way. Amalei Kahana, Hocha At, I didn't realize you were here, Rav Kahana, Puk. Go out, lava erchar. It's not proper for you to be there. Amloi. So we've kind of responded to Rav. He said, "Tayr he blumelain and tzarech." It's still tayr, and I have to learn. So some agaris over here where it said dami pumi de abo. Abo was really Rav's name. It wouldn't be proper if Rav kind of said his name. So agaris dami pumi de Rav. Others have explained that Abba is actually a Losh of Chashivas. Why do we say that you're not allowed to wipe yourself with your right hand? El b'smol, only with left hand. Since the Torah was given me, it's not proper. Because it's a standard that people put their hand next to their mouth, and therefore it's not sanitary. Because tefillin goes in your left hand, and therefore when you tie your tefillin, you retire with your right hand, that's not covered to use your right hand to wipe yourself after the bathroom. Nachman, it's a conversation marabot time and terror that they were marabot time and terror, which means either you'd point in the nekudas that is in the sefer Torah that the balkari used to point, or the neginas and the trap that you have in the sefer Torah they used to show with their finger, almost like a conductor showing the time of the Torah. Zakhtar Mar, Ketanai, we learned similarly in a Brisa. Now, Ketanai is not going to be exactly like we learned, and therefore they bring down another guess, a little piece over here that Itma, Ravim Plisha Eichoba, Rav says because you eat with it, and therefore not a little bit different than what we said because of sanitary, but also similar to what we said before, sanitary, Shmalam Plisha Kosba, because you write Torah, you write, say, Pitera, Tefillin, and Mezuzah, you write Stam with it. The Gemara continues, "Ketanei Rabbi Lazar, I'm pretty sure Eichba. I'm sure I'm pretty sure Kaisba. Like we explained, you write Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah. Rabbi Kiva, I'm pretty sure Ma'ar, but Time Torah, like we said before. I'm a Tanu Chumar, I'm like Kol Tznu, Avesa Kisei. If you had Tznu, Avesa Kisei, Nitzel B'Shalash Adram, you were Nitzel from three things: Menachashim, Menakarvim, and Menamizikim, from snakes, scorpions, and from Mazikim, which are like Shaitim. So Rashi says, "Patech Tziusa, because you had Tznius, Misnag Benachas, you're quiet." And therefore, in Chashma and Akrabim, you don't bother them, and therefore, they're not going to go and bother you. Mazikin also Mazikin, even though it's not based on quiet, but also because you're doing things properly, therefore, they're going to have Rachmanas to you. Whereas who basically was a basic betray, even if two people would go, which generally, when two people go, there's no problem. Mazikin, I feel the moment, even during the day, where also there's no problem, this was so bad. Therefore, Miski people would have hezek from it. Rabbi Ravasi have the idol bechad v'chad. In that basic kisei, they would go in one at a time. L'chudev le'miski, they didn't have a hezek. So I'm going to rabban le'mitzpisu. Are you not scared? Since this is a terrible place in this basic kisei Tveria, are you not scared? I'm who? He said back. I know Kabbalah gemirnon. We have a Kabbalah. Kabbalah basic kisei. It's the use of shtikusa. The Kabbalah basic kisei. The proper way to go into basic kisei is by being quiet and having sneezed. Kabbalah, the Yisur, Kabbalah of Yisurim, Ishtikusa is also having been quiet by Rachmi and doubting. So Rashi Shalom Yubay, Yisurim, Habarna, you shouldn't kick, you shouldn't have tinyness if you have Yisurim that come at you. Abaya Miravle Ime, Imra, Lamel Bahad, Labesakise. Abaya, his mother would actually train a sheep to go around with him all the time, and therefore it would also be with him, and when he went to the bathroom, it would be with him to protect him. And therefore, it would be almost like you had two people there. Why did you do a sheep? She should have done a goat. Mara says, "Sir, since a goat, the Rashi says, shade shall be a kisa, don't want a sar. The shade that goes in a kisa is like a sar, like we have a pasuk seim, yekatusham. Therefore, if you put a sar there, it's not going to help." The Gemara says, "Rav, kamei the havirashi, before he was Rashi, makashle bas Rav Chista, amguzu balakna, that Rav Chista's daughter, who was Rav's wife, would shake a kli with a knot inside, therefore it would make noise. Basan Malch, after he became Rosh Hashanah, she did that like that also, but also, she placed her hand on his head, and it's brought down only in the time that she was tar. Gemara says, that if you're behind a gedi, you're allowed to go to the bathroom right away, you don't have to go further away from that. But in a valley, it's only an open place, you have to go so far away that if you're going to have any noises that you're making when you're in the bathroom, if you're passing gears, and Chaver Shomer and Chaver is not going to hear. So Isa bar Nosson Masiyachar, but Usa ben Yehuda learned a little bit different. He said, "Achuya Gedda, if you're behind a Gedda, call some Shemesat be Chaver Shomer." Like we said before, from Ula, that if you're in Bika, so it's a further Shia or Bika. But he says, in a Bika even further, calls Manchi Chaver Reo, your friend can't even see you. So Gemara will now ask two questions on Isa bar Nosson. Mesa Yaitzu Pesal Pesabat Benifna Lachuya Gedda. We have a brace that says that if someone's watching Tyrus, so he could go outside of the olive press, and he could be nifn lachuya gedda. He could right away go to bathroom behind the gedda, and therefore it would still be tar because it's close enough, and you're not considered mesiach das from guarding the tires. So Mar says, but tires, since he's guarding tires, we make him that you don't have to go as far. I mean, it's very nice that holds achuya gedda is not enough. You need kosher shemizat v'chavir shemaya. But over here, you would be Mekel. Tashba, similar Gemara, Kami Yichuk V'yutarin, Kishu Yehira O. That says, how far could you still go and it would be tar if you were guarding Tyrus? The Shir, that even if they, at least that you could still see it, you could still see that area. Gemara says, Shami Yichuk Tyrus, the Kibur Rabbanon, the same thing, that Yichuk Tyrus, the Rabbanon or Mekel, but not that you have to go that far. Rabashi Amar, my Kolzban Sheikhaver O, to come to Isabel Yud, Nasim, when he said Kolzban Sheikhaver O, if you're in a plane and you're in a valley that a person shouldn't be able to see you, not that you don't see him at all. Kolzban Sheikhaver O is Pruai, that he can't see that you're uncovered. But it's possible that we'll see each other, he'll see the other person, but he won't be able to see that you're uncovered. Usaf Tanur was a person who used to give a spade. Nachas came to Rav Nachman, went in front of Rav Nachman, was giving a spade. Amai, he said about the person who died, he was a tsnua. So Rav Nachman said, I was by Dela Besakise, if you're that, it's tsnua Eloi. Did you go in with him to Besakise? You know if he's a tsnua or not? Maybe he's a tsnua in other things, but how do you know he's a tsnua, which is the main tsnius, isn't a Besakise? He said, Tanya, in current tsnua, Elamisha tsnua Besakise. So Gemara Nachman, who cares if the person who was maspid said something? Maybe he was megazim a little bit. Gemara says, Mishnah Matanya, we'll learn to brayse k'shem shemfarim and mesim, just like they take retribution and they pay back people who are mesim if they did averus. So therefore, kach tefarim and asaf tanim. They pay back people who are maspid incorrectly, and also if people respond afterwards, the people in the audience that listen and they say amen, or if they cry and they feel, yes, it's correct, and they're really not telling the truth, that is also a problem. And therefore, Rav Nachman didn't want to be in this gedda, and therefore he rebuked him. Is it tznua? Who is it? Tznua is that someone that's a tznua is the person who goes to the bathroom at night in the same spot he went during the day. The Gemara says, ain't it? It's not true. You don't have to go to the same spot because during the day, of course, you have to be machik more. Because that a person should make sure and try to get himself in a steady system where he goes to the bathroom early in the morning and late and in the evening. Why? Because this way he won't have to go too far away. Because if he does it when it's still dark outside, you don't have to go as far away. So you see that there's a difference between night and day. During the day he would go a mile away over Laila, but at night, he would say, that you could just clear away from a place in the street wherever he was. He wasn't makbid at all. So you see there's a difference between night and day. And you talk about Rab, of course he was a tznua. Go and see who's around the base of Knesset, because I wanted to be mifne, and it was at night, and therefore he could be mifne right away. It's not that you mifne in the same spot, the same way you nifne b'yayim, which means bitznius, you should be nifne b'layla, and all the other things like we learned before, many things that you should be nifne. Rashi says, like we had a Gemara in Chav Gimel Amid Beis. So Gemara says, Rashi Amino, I feel the same with Makam. It means in the same space. Lenitzcha, El Karin Zarvis. That in talking about Karin Zarvis, Rashi says, Yesh Karin Zarvis, Samach, Sarach Listalk Shom Blalak Bim. Even at night, don't do it in the middle of the road. Make sure if there's a Karin Zarvis, then make sure you go in a place that's Snua so people don't see you. Gemara continues, Gufo, we learned. You should go to bathroom early in the morning and in the evening. So you shouldn't have to go to Misrachik. So Gemara says, Tanya, I'm helping Ben Azim, Hashkim, Vitzei. It's a similar thing. You should get up early in the morning and go to bathroom. Hara Vitzei. Kedishloi Tisrachik, Mishamish Vishav. The Gemara says, you should be Mishamish Vishav. What does it mean, Mishamish Vishav? That they used to be able to, in order to open up their orifice, that they should be able to go to bathroom easier. Rashi said, Bitzura, Bikisim, with some sort of a pebble or with a piece of wood, that you should clean the spot where you're going to bathroom in order it shouldn't be dirty. But Rashi says he doesn't like that pshat. We'll continue. The Gemara continues. First, be mishamish, like we said, that you check yourself with the Torah kisim, and then you go to bathroom, but don't sit down first and then do that. Even doing kishuf in Spain, bar love, it'll come on you. If you do forget and you actually sit down, what should you do? When you get up, you say this type of incantation, some sort of a way to say something against the kishuf, loyally, that not to me, they shouldn't be able to attack me. Rashi says, that's him shame some hakshafim, hasum al de tachtanis, that these are the kshafim that come by going to the bathroom. Loy hani v'loy mahani, not from all of them, not from some of them, and loy chashi, not to machshefim that are zocha, not to ones that are nekevis. So some say loy hani v'loy mahani is loy yitzlach v'loy yoyal oyin machshevis. The more it continues on some phase on the phase. Tanya, we learned in Brisa. Ben Azir says, I'll call Mishkav shachav chutz min hakaka. You could lie down on anything, except you shouldn't lie down on kaka, because if you lie down on kaka, it'll be cold and you might get sick. Even though the Mishnah says, Balaar Tishan, so they respond that means if you're sleeping with clothing, but if you're not sleeping with clothing and it's completely on kaka, that is something which is dangerous. I'll call Mishkav shave. On anything that you want to sit, you can sit chutz min hakaka, except on a beam. If a beam is high up, you might fall down and you might come to a dangerous situation. If you sleep in the morning, is good for the body, like istma, like steel is coating for iron, that it's good for that as well. You see about menashach, if you go to the bathroom in the morning, it's also kismet lapazel, it's good for your body. Bakapara have a mizba mila bedinri. Bakapara used to sell mila bedinri. What does that mean? It means that he didn't speak so much, and therefore he would consider his words very chashim. Ad bakafis, and one thing he said was, when you're still hungry, achol, then you should eat. Because if you don't eat then potentially it'll come to a point that you won't be able to eat, you won't be as hungry. And Zachar should say, also, when you're ready to drink, when you need a drink, and you're thirsty, that's when you should drink. And when you have a pot that's still hot, then you should pour it out. Rashi said, before it gets cool, mushel, that's a mushel. When you need to go to bathroom, don't hold back from going to bathroom like we learned before, and we'll learn later on today that it's dangerous. That they call out in Rome that they're calling out that it's a time that the people that are selling figs should buy, and then they're going to go to another place, then you better run out and go buy it. Otherwise, there won't be anyone that's going to buy it afterwards. And therefore, even a child that sees his father's not around, he should run out and sell his father's wares in order that he should be able to make his money. When you go in to the Shvil and Mechuzah, the path in Lemepe Bebechako, to go through to the fields, Lysechlu, don't go looking, Lelachisa, not to either side of the road, Dilmiyasmi Nashi, maybe there will be women, it's not proper to gaze at the women. The Gra on the side says, they're not Dilmiyasmi Nashi, but Dilmiyasmi Anashi, maybe there will be, in the Haggaiyas, it says that maybe there will be men, because lava erich arah, that's not proper to look at people. It's not just nice to look to gaze at people. But noshim, actually, there would be an issa, and therefore not the proper word to say over here. Noshim would be anoshim. Rav Safra, all the basic. Rav Safra went to the bathroom. Also, Rav Abba came nachle ababa and was making noises by the door to see if anyone was there. Amalei, so Rav Safra actually spoke, and he said, Leoma, you come in. So Basin Nafik, after he came out, Amalei, so Rav Abba said to Rav Safra, told me you didn't go into either Eretz Yisrael where Jews were, or some say Yishmaelim, and you still know the ways of Sarah, meaning that by Sarah, they weren't people that were Tznuim as much. Like we had the Gemara actually earlier on Chesed Beis, the Pasayim and Ramayim were very Tznius. And Lav HaChitnan, Madura HaYisasham, that we know in the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara in Talmud, the Mishnah Talmud says that there was a torch over there to warm the Kohanim after they went to the bathroom and after they went to the mikvah. Well, Beis HaKisha Shekavin, it was considered Beis HaKisha Shekavin. What do you mean that Beis HaKisha of honor? Zeri Kveid, what was the honor? Matzah Nol, they found it locked, B'Yidu Shein Shamadam, then they knew that there were people there. Matzah Pesuch, they found it was open, B'Yidu Shein Shamadam. So, Amal Lav HaYuch Ar, it's not proper to speak. You don't ask the question, you just, and why are you speaking? Usava, but Rav Papa felt Mesukin, who that it must be, if Rav Abba was coming and he was making these noises, he might be Mesukin. That if you hold back, either going to a bathroom, then it could come to a danger. He thought maybe he was in that position, and therefore he didn't want Rav Abba to have a problem. The Mark continues, Rav Loza, all the basic he say, Rav Loza went to the bathroom, also who pasoi, or some say Ramay, which we'll see in a moment, it makes sense, Dokke, and he pushed him. So he pushed him out, come Rav Loza, Rav Loza got up, Benafak, and he left. Also, Darkoina, and a snake came, Shatel Kakshe, and he bit this Roman on his bottom. So, Kari Lai Rav Loza said on him, Ve'etan Odom Tachtecha, and Atikri Odom Ela Edom. And therefore, over here, he was saved, and Rav Loza saw that Amida Kenegamida, that he was actually punished right away, and some say actually that this person died. Ve'om Allah Hagocha, Vatechas Lacha, it says in the Pasuk B'negei David and Shom, that David said, I really could have killed you, but I had Rachmanis on you. When he saw that Shaul was in Ma'ara, and he went and he chopped off a piece of his beggar, which we'll see in a moment. Va'amah, what do you mean, Va'amah? I said I would have killed you. What's he saying? I had Rechmanis. David said to Shaul as follows, V'omah means the Torah says I have the right to kill you. You're a Benariga. You're a Reidavata. You want to kill me. And the Torah says, Bola, if someone comes to kill you, Hashkin Hogai. Ella, what's the reason I didn't kill you? Meaning the same Batachas is not I had Rechmanis, that there was Rechmanis on you because you had Tznius, and therefore I had Rechmanis on you. Umayhi, the Chsiv, how do you see the Tznius? It says, V'yav el kibdus tzoyin, al terech, v'shamar, and it was a cave, V'yav v'shal v'chachas v'ragol, he went to the bathroom. So he went inside the Ma'ara, Tana, and we learned, Gedda l'fnim in a Gedda, it was a Gedda inside a Gedda, it was a wall inside a wall, and also a Ma'ara l'fnim Ma'ara, it was a cave inside a cave. And l'hasich, not only that, did he do such a thing, that he was so Tznius, even while he was in these things, even there, he took his begadim and he surrounded himself in order to have a completely privacy. And he cut off the corner of the beggar of Shaul Balot. So I'm Rabbi Yisrael Mechlin, the Kol Vazis Begadim, anyone's been Vazis Begadim, safe in and out of him, you're not going to have enough from them. Shneva, Melech David, Zachem, Rabbi Yamim, Melech David became old, Echassu Begadim, Lo Yicham Loi, and they covered him with Begadim, and they didn't keep him warm. The Gemara says, Hashem, Hasiska, Bi, Yorach Mincha. So David said that Hashem was maces me against you. He incited me against you. I'm a blazer. I'm the Kadosh Baruch Hu David. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says to David, "Maces recently, you called me a maces. Harina Mechshuchu David Shapilus Nekzmu Israel Miyadin." I say, "I'm going to cause you to have a problem and make a mistake in something even young children know." We know in order to count people of Klal Yisrael, you need to take a machzah shekel. And here, Miyad, at that point, Beyamet Satan Yisrael, Ksiv, Yosef David Hem. And he caused, and he cited David against them, Lema, Leich Mana, as he saw, go and count Klal Yisrael. But Kivin Aminu, Lashogun Al Kaifa, but he didn't take machzah shekel, he just counted them. Ksiv, Yitashem David Yisrael. And then, Kosh Baruch Hu made a terrible plague by Klal Yisrael, and the Ace Mayed, and says 70,000 people died over there. My Ace Mayed wasn't mean Ace Mayed, time of the Mayed, Oma, Shmuel Saba, Chasin, Rab Chanina, the son of of Rav Chanina, Mishmei Rav Chanina, name Rav Chanina, Mishas, Shchit Zatamid, Ashas, Zrika, so from the time of Shchit Zatamid in the morning until the time that Zrika happened. Rebecha says, no, it means Ad Chatzis Mamish, Eis Moed is the time of Chatzis. The Emel Malach, and he said to the Malach, this is the Malach HaMavis, HaMashkas Bam, Rav, that you be Mashkas in the nation, a lot of people. Malaza doesn't mean I'm Rav. A lot of people, I'm like Kodesh Baruch Lamalach, totally Rav. She's going to take from me the greatest that's considered like Rav. Sheesh by the power of him, Kamachet is in order to, when you kill someone that's so great by them, which we'll see, like we said, he was like the Rav Sanhedrin, therefore, that was like Rav, like the Gemara says, Mitz Tzadikim is Nechap Peres. The Gemara continues, V'hashkos Ra Hashem V'yinochem, my Ra, what do you see? What did Kodesh Baruch Hu see? And therefore, he stopped the plague. Rav Ra Yaakov V'yinochsev, Yem Yaakov Kasher Ra. I'm saying, use Lashem Iyo, Shmol Amma Efer Shil Yitzchak Ra. He saw the Efer Yitzchak, Shenema, Elkim Yer Lo Yaseh. Rav Yitzchak Nafla Amma Kesef Kippurim Ra. He saw the Kesef Tishkolim, Shenema, Lekach Kesef Kippurim Eis B'nei Yisrael. And that's going to be a kapara for Klai Yisrael, even in future generations. Rav Yechon Amma Beis Migrash Ra, that the Beis Migrash he saw, the Chsev B'har Hashem Yer Ra. The Gemara says, Plig Vara, B'yakob Yid Rav Shmol Ba, Nachmeni Chadam Kesef Kippurim Ra. He saw Kesef Kippurim, which the Machsa Shekel in Midbar was Mechapa, not only here, but even by Purim coming up, we know the Machzor Shekel was something that saved Klal Yisrael. That one said the Beis Midrash he saw. Mustavik man on Beis Midrash Ra. Shinama Shiyama Yom Hashem Yira. That you say today, which means that it's going to go continuously. The schus of that keda that was done by the Beis Midrash will be a schus even at future generations. One more Gemara, like Kol Yisrael Habayis Makal. We said you now go into the Habayis with your Makal, and you now make it a Kapanjer. My Kapanjer, what's a shortcut? Kapanjer Kishma. Kapanjer is like its name. What does that mean? We're going to not say the vav because it's not a Machloikis. It's actually Mavchana Ba'Adam, Shmeid Rav Samar, Breid Rav Mori, Oma. It's Commander Oma. When he said Kapanjer Shema, it's like you said Commander Oma Inchi, like a person says Hadimakifna Adri. Instead of going around all these rows of houses, hey, oh, bah, I'm going to go through this and make it into a shortcut, and that's a short way of Kapandria, and it has all those words in there. Nachman Rav Barbua, Hanukkah Basic Knesses, I'm National Basic Kapandria. If you go into Basic Knesses and you're not in Kavana to make it a Kapandria, then Mutla said Kapandria is no problem. Ravoama, but in Haya Shvilmi Kari, more than that, if there was a Shvilmi Kari originally, there was a path, and even if now that Basic Knesses, you're glad to make a Kapandria no matter what, then it's Mutla. Rav Kavana, Rav Huna, Hanukkah Basic Knesses is Balo, if someone goes to Basic Knesses to be Misbalo, Mutla said Kapandria, then you're allowed to make a Kapandria, but the Gra and others say that it doesn't mean Hanukkah's basic chizal is bal mutter, but it's actually mitzvah. Why? Because it's mutter. If you go into basic chizal, you didn't have kavodah to make a Kapandria, you're allowed to always make a Kapandria, like we said before. But over here, if Hanukkah's basic chizal is bal, if you're going to daven, that's actually a mitzvah to make a Kapandria. Why? Because just like by the Klai Yisrael, when it went to Meredim, it didn't was. It says in the pasuk actually, if they went, and the one who went to Shah Negev, and therefore you see from the Torah that you don't go in and out of the same Pesach when you're in a Beis Midrash, and the same thing would apply to a Beis HaKnesses. We'll stop over here.